fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in this week for John Moore on The John Moore Show. Today is Thursday, the 12th day of July in the year of our Lord, 2018. Hope everybody's having a wonderful morning. I'm coming to you live from Rome, Georgia, where it is hot, folks. Beautiful, but hot. Yeah, it's interesting. Different kind of heat than what I'm used to in Missouri, but it's okay. Get used to anything. Anyway, not a super big amount going on in the news. My friend and our engineer today, Dan, was telling me that Elon Musk is $50 billion richer than anybody else in the world. Wow. Oh, Jeff Bezos, I'm sorry. Thank you, Dan. Yeah, Jeff Bezos, I apologize, folks. I wasn't trying to mislead you there, just mixing up people. But anyway, you know, we were briefly talking about how, you know, to have that much money, I said it would be scary for me. And Dan mentioned a very good point, and that was that, you know, you pretty much have to be, when you have that much money, you really need to be a philanthropist more than anything. And I don't know if he is or not. I haven't really followed it, but, you know, I think if I had that much money, I'd be like Dan. I'd be giving it away. But that's me. Anyway, I saw Stormy Daniels got arrested. That was the headline on Drudge. I didn't quite catch why she was arrested. It's something about harassment. and the saga continues. Who cares? Anyway, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be having Tom Berryhill on. We'll talk about the energy cleaner about a half hour. And since I don't have a guest on Thursday, I'm normally the Thursday guest with John for a second hour. He's going to stay on, and we'll talk about all kinds of stuff, anything from tools to welding to you name it, we'll be talking about it. So anyway, folks, if you want to call in during this first half hour, you're more than welcome to. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And since we don't have any callers waiting, I want to make a couple of announcements. One, John Moore's got his new DVD out, And if you go to his website, thelibertyman.com, there's a rotating banner or animated banner top left of the page. You can click on that, and it will take you to a page where you can read all about it. And I know I found out yesterday my copy is waiting on me at my next stop on the itinerary in Florida. So I'll get to watch it as soon as I get down to Florida. I haven't seen it yet, but I bet it's going to be good. And hopefully Saturday, if there's an, or not this coming Saturday, but the next one, I'll be able to give everybody a report on it. And I'll be happy to do that. But it looks to me like it'd be a really good video. What it is a 2-hour and 20-minute presentation there in Prague, Czechoslovakia. Or not, doggone it, I did it again. Czech Republic. Growing up in the 80s, folks, country names stick with you, and then you can't quit using them. It's Czech Republic. And make a long story short, I think it'd be very interesting. He's talking about violent global climate change, and I think it'd be quite interesting. I'm looking forward to hearing it. Also, folks, if you have time and an inclination, my wife, Lori, and I invite you to join us on the Rural Survival Show, along with Rick Schmidt. It's every Saturday, right here on RBN, from 10 a.m. until noon central. So we talk about anything and everything, from gardening to food preservation to, geopolitics, religion. We talk about it all. So feel free to give us a call. Feel free just to listen if that's what you want to do. Want to find out about what's going on in the show? It's ruralsurvival.show, ruralsurvival.show. Well, website's just an informational one. Take a look. Okay, let me get the Skype thing turned back on. Come on. Oh, there we go. No callers yet. But anyway, let's see. What else is going on besides that? Lori and I are having a wonderful time down here visiting our son. Had a big crab boil last night, and my brother and his family came over, and we got to sit around and catch up. Quite very, very enjoyable. Crab boil was great. I went back for seconds and thirds and fourths until about midnight last night. But it was good. All right, let's see what else we got going on. Well, anyway, I don't see anything really worth talking about here. I did see one article this morning where Trump is at the NATO summit or speaking to them or whatever. I'm not sure if he's actually physically there. I'm assuming he is. But he's saying that the NATO countries need to spend 2% of their gross national product on military. You know, I don't remember what the percentage is that the United States spends on the military. It's quite a bit more than 2%, though. It's like we're paying the bill to protect Europe from what is probably a non-existent threat right now. And we're paying the bill, you and I. Makes you kind of wonder why. But, we can spell that Y in normal phrase, follow the money. But anyway, maybe we'll get out of that mess one of these days. Just like I hope we get out of the UN. All right, let's see what else we got going on. I'm looking through my list of contacts, try to catch up on any news. Just don't see nothing. Anyway, folks, why don't you give us a call? Let's get here from you. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Another thing I'd like to mention, if you ever get a chance to, is visit ruralsurvival.info. Hey, guess what? We got Glenn in Philly on line one. Good morning, Glenn.
Oh. Hello, Tim. Good morning. You sounded lonely. I thought I'd chime in and give you someone to talk.
Thank you. Thank you. on a slow news day, there's not a whole lot to talk about. Do we really want to talk about Stormy Daniels?
Exactly. Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about, as a matter of fact.
Okay, I'm listening.
So we look back to, you know, the election cycle and the inception of the Trump presidency and stuff like that, and everybody's screaming, yelling all about how, you know, they tried to make as much hoopla and drama and trouble as possible. And when you think about it, here I am, I'm puttering about doing things on a sunny Thursday morning here in the summer. And if you look at the news cycle of everything, there's really nothing all that traumatic going on. We have about the tariffs and all that going on now and everything. But I would suggest that, you know, the lack of, you know, scandal that's going viral, the lack of, you know, wars and the slow news day is a good thing. I think Americans...
It is.
I think we're benefiting from a tamping down of some of the constant troublemaking that was being done with Obama and Hillary and Soros and that sort of thing. And I think that, you know, and as I'm not an avid Trump fan. I supported Trump mainly because he is not a globalist. He is a nationalist. I kind of agree with Mike Rivero's take on this, that we need, you know, we don't need a United Nations ruling over thing. We don't need the United Nations to be a de facto global legislature. We don't need the World Court being the Supreme Court of the world. We don't need the Bank of International Settlements being the central federal, the central bank for all central banks. We need a bunch of separate and individual nation states, you know, that are not all agglomerated into a big, centrally controlled mess. And,
absolutely
right now
with you, Glenn.
Yeah. And we have, for Trump for that, we've had all the hoopla, the comings and goings and the appointments in the administration, stuff like that. And it's like a lot of confusion and stuff like that. But I would suggest that something good is happening, because I think everyone, the liberals are included, are welcoming a chance to take a breath and maybe just kick back and go to the pool in the summer or watch the World Cup or not have to be worrying about some pseudo crisis being trumped up.
Right. I agree with you. And I think it's great. You know, there's an old saying, and I know you remember this, but some of our listeners might, you know, not or might, you know, there used to be this saying, no news is good news.
Exactly. That's precisely. Yep, that's about, in a nutshell, what I called to say this morning, Tim. I think I'm grateful. Yeah.
I agree with you. It doesn't give me much fodder to talk about when things are slow on the air, though. That's the only problem.
Well, that's it. When you're not in a crisis, you know, then you take a minute to shift back and to talk about some of the more mundane things, you know, like this. Don has his guests on about, you know, about the guns and the Second Amendment, or Tom talking about radio. So if you have time to pursue, this gives us an opportunity to pursue avocational stuff or other things of interest rather than just crisis.
Right. Well, that's the reason I enjoy our Saturday show so much, Glenn. I don't know if you get to listen to it. Sounds like sounded like a parrot screaming.
Oh, no, that was just a squeaky door and an alarm system.
Oh, okay.
going through a door. But anyway, I just wanted, I thought I'd just chime in and point out that there isn't a lot of false crisis. And even... yeah, it's interesting. One of the biggest things is this, is what's going on, like, with the World Cup. You know, everybody's actually has, I mean, we have football, baseball, and basketball. We're not that much into soccer, but the rest of the world certainly
is.
And here you have the underdog, you know, it's making a good showing and all that sort of thing. So that's a good thing, but. So, all right. Well, listen, it's funny. I'm not going to sit here and make that error. Hopefully, we have someone else who can call in with something intriguing. But I, for one, and I'm enjoying being able to putter around doing other things and not feeling like I have to keep it tuned in to see what the latest faux crisis is going on with the latest faux crisis, you know. So,
right.
But, all right, I'm going to go ahead and bow out and well, encourage some of the other listeners. Yep. You and you enjoy your vacation. And enjoy your time with family, and I'll catch you sometime soon. Take care, Tim. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Glenn.
Bye-bye.
All right. Next, we get a HB in FEMA Region 4 on line 11. Good morning, sir or ma'am.
Hello, Glenn. How you doing?
Oh, this is Tim, actually. I'm doing good.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Hey, just wanted to make a comment about all this immigration out at the border and everything. I don't know why President Trump doesn't come out and just say this is a law signed by, I think it was Clinton, but we're just going to shut off all immigration right now. I mean, that would nip this in the bud. We had a meeting up here in Knoxville, Tennessee yesterday about the bill, about the law, I guess it was, and they were, and everybody's all upset about it. You know, well, they weren't upset, you know, 16 years ago, but now they're all upset about it. But I don't know what, we've got too many people in the country now. Anyway, you can't go up and down I-75, hardly, you know, you can't use your cruise control anymore. There's thousands of trucks through here, you know, every day. It's just like, shut this immigration off for about 10 years and let the dust settle, and then you wouldn't have this thing. Or he could get on the TV and just say, you know, this is law. It's not my law. I didn't make this law. I'm just enforcing it.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think, though, if we shut off immigration completely, you know, let's say shut it down for a year, because I've got family members by marriage that have moved here legally, spent tens of thousands of dollars to do it, you know, I think actually bona fide legal immigration, you know, like for the sake of of marrying my daughter's mother-in-law, good man by name Moises. I really like him. He's from Portugal. He came here legally. He's got a social security number now. He's got a permit to work. He's going to be a citizen next year.
Right. That's great.
You've never met a more patriotic man in your life. Those kind of people, I think we ought to allow to continue to come.
Right. But after we empty the prisons out of illegal aliens, after we send all the illegal aliens back to where they go. And then, but I mean, this, you can start unraveling this ball of yarn, and it goes back to us being in the UN and going over and perpetrating the UN plan of decimating all these countries just so they can disperse all these people to all the other countries.
Right.
And that's what it's all about. And
it
Trump
is.
Needs to get a handle on this and stop this crap.
Well, you know, I'm not being a conspiracy theorist here because I don't think it's a theory. I think it's a genuine conspiracy. But it seems to me that the powers that be are literally trying to make it so no country is represented by a majority race or of people.
Right. Multiculturalism, you know, that's the plan.
Right. And it is so wrong. I don't know if you've ever been in an area that was dominated by Muslims. But it ain't somewhere you even want to visit, much less live.
No, well, those countries over there around Somalia won't even take any people in. I think we ought to do like Poland and Hungary and some of these other countries and Israel.
Right.
You know, they're not letting anybody in. Why the hell do we have to do it?
Right, exactly. We don't have to do it. That's the
That's right. It's because we're in the UN. We need to get out of the UN and the World Bank and bring all the troops home and just say, you know, that's it. We're through with this one world order crap. That's all I got
to
say.
Buddy, I agree with you. Oh, you're welcome.
Good, I wish more people did.
We're going to break here in just a minute. Ain't nobody else.
All right. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna be going to break here in a minute. Here we are.
Something else I think something else Trump should get a hold of is this geoengineering. Our weather's a mess.
Just a minute. Hang on a minute, buddy. We'll be back in 3 minutes, ladies and gentlemen. 800-313-9494.
Hey, Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore for the John Moore Show. Hope everybody's having a great day. Today is Thursday, the 12th day of July, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Bottom of the hour, we're going to have Mr. Tom Berryhill come up, and we're going to be talking about the energy cleaner for about 20, 25 minutes, which is an incredible product, in my opinion. But it's amazing to me how it works. That's the neatest thing. But anyway, then second hour, Tom's agreed to stay on with me, so we have something to talk about. Don't know what we'll be talking about, but Tom and I get going, we'll talk for hours. So anyway, folks, feel free to give us a call next half hour or the following hour, and we'll talk about this stuff. Anyway, our friend HB dropped, unfortunately. The man had a lot of good points, as did Glenn in Philadelphia. Both gentlemen are, you know, in my opinion, well attuned to what's actually going on in the world. This immigration thing, you know, folks, we got to shut down this illegal immigration. We've just got to do it. I mean, it is destroying this country.
I'm down here in this town called Rome, Georgia, where my son lives. He's in the Army in a town down the road from here, and station down the road from here. And, you know, let me put it like this. Rome ain't the old South anymore. You better know how to speak Spanish. That's all I can say. But anyway, things are changing. If we don't get a handle on this illegal immigration, though, I think this country is sunk. I really believe that. However, like my daughter's mother-in-law's husband, her stepfather-in-law, I guess you'd call it, came here legally, paid somewhere between $25,000 and $30,000. I think it was like $26,800 just in fees and legal bills. Took him 2 years to do it. But the man is definitely a productive member of society. He's a graphic designer, very patriotic. They fly an American flag outside their house every single day. You know, this is a good man. And he did it right. He did it legally. In my opinion, those kind of people are not the ones that we need to stop. It's the ones sneaking across the border, overstaying their visas. I honestly believe those people ought to be actively pursued and deported. And if they've broken laws, they should do the time and then be deported. But, all right, I'll get off my rant, folks. I'm sorry. Just something that really, really irritates me. Anyway, let's see. Don't have any more callers waiting right now. And we've got about 2 minutes to a break, 2.5. Okay. I'd shout out to my engineer, Dan, this morning. Dan's a good man. He helps me out tremendously. This show could not be done without him. Hope you guys will keep in mind that RBN needs your support. Excuse me. It costs a lot to run an internet radio network. It really does. Rent, utilities, upgrading of equipment, which has to be upgraded or it ceases to function in today's rapidly changing world of information technologies. So please keep RBN in mind. All you got to do is go to republicbroadcasting.org, and there's a link on the right-hand side of the page that says donate. Click on that, and I guarantee RBN will appreciate it. So anyway, they could check it out, see what you think, see what you can afford to do. All right, what else we got going on? Okay, anyway, oh, I was starting to, before our callers started coming in, I was mentioning the website, ruralsurvival.info. Well, folks, there you can get hundreds, I mean literally hundreds of free downloads. Everything on from canning to what to do when there's no doctor or dentist. Those are each, I think, 300-page books, all completely free to download on ruralsurvival.info. I know people are doing it because we're going to our 80 gigabytes of bandwidth before the end of each month, and the site's normally shut down the last 2 or 3 days of the month because we've exceeded our bandwidth and I can't afford anymore. So, you know, I know people are taking advantage of this. Also, there's hundreds of free articles there that our listeners and have contributed. There's people that are published authors that have written on there, like Steve Whitman. There's a lady that's got her PhD in education that's written several good articles there. There's people on there with lifetimes of practical experience that have done a lot of writing for ruralsurvival.info. So take a look at it, folks. It's completely free. I think you'll like it. We're not making any money off of it. We're just, you know, trying to help people. All right, folks, here's our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 3 minutes with Mr. Tom Berryhill, 800-313-9443. See you in three.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second half hour of the John Moore Show. I'm your stand-in host, Tim Spencer, from the Rural Survival Show. Today, for the next half hour or so, we're going to talk about one of my very favorite products. It's called the Energy Cleaner. And we have the manufacturer and I think co-inventor of this particular small, inexpensive package, Tom Berryhill. Hey, Tom, you want to give us our disclaimer, sir, and good morning.
Sure, Tim, good morning. We're not doctors or medical professionals. We don't diagnose, treat, or cure any illness or disease. The information discussed today is for your education and entertainment only. If you have a medical condition requiring treatment, you should utilize the services of a medical doctor, chiropractor, or other competent practitioner.
Well, thank you, sir. You know, Tom, I've got my energy cleaner buried down in the car where I physically can't get it right this second. But I'm going to get that thing out of there. I took a hell of a fall right after the show yesterday. And my stump throbbed all night long. And I was wishing there was a way I could get to that thing. On the way here, what we did, we hooked it up to the driver's seat, the springs, you know, on the driver's seat on the bottom. And Lori wound up driving the whole way. I didn't have to drive a bit. She wanted to drive. She felt good. And she didn't even know it was hooked up, and I didn't say a word. But apparently it did her some good.
Yeah, it will, Tim. And if you hooked it to the springs in the seat, that's probably connected to the chassis of the car and perhaps the whole car. we carry that healing signal. So it's quite likely that everybody in the car got some benefit on that trip.
Cool.
Yeah, well, most of the time.
Yeah,
right. And most of the time, people just use that smaller mat that John sells. I think it's 12 by 24 inches, which is a perfect size to put on the seat of the car while you're traveling. Yeah, that works great. You can go either way.
Yeah, I don't have one of those. I'm going to make me one, but I don't have one of them.
If you're handy, you can. No, it's not. And if you're real handy with things like that, you can easily make your own. But it's pretty darn convenient to just order that thing. It's not very expensive.
Oh, it is. If you don't know what you're doing, I guess it could be intimidating. But we'll leave that alone. Let John sell them. You know, he doesn't get that much of a markup on them things anyway. So, and he does the work sitting right at his kitchen table. I've watched him do it before. So, but anyway, what do we want to talk about today? We're going to talk about the energy cleaner, but...
Sure. Well, Tim, you mentioned leading into all this that I was the inventor or co-inventor. I'll tell a little bit about how it all came about.
When I said that, what I was talking about was the ability for you to go from Lee Cox design down to something that, you know, costs 10% of the original price, and that's not adjusted for inflation, and the fact that you were able to miniaturize it and make it run off batteries instead of plugging into the wall.
Yes, that's correct. And what happened is, it's nearly 20 years ago now, I heard almost 20 years ago, 18 years ago, something like that, I heard about this guy, Lee Kroc, and he had this amazing healing device. Lee was building these units himself in some kind of a wooden box. He was in Southeast Ohio, a large Amish community in the area,
right.
And so they would make the boxes for him. Those people had some pretty nice woodworking shops, and Lee knew many of them, so they made the wooden boxes for him, and they got the job done. But the thing that concerned me is that people were putting this close to themselves or on their body, and it plugged into the wall. And I told Lee that seemed to me to be a little bit dangerous. And then, of course, later on, we came up with the idea of using it in the bathtub, and that would have been really dangerous to use that original one.
I agree.
That way. You're right. So we didn't want any part of that. And even though it plugged in the wall, that was just to run the electronics that did all the switching and everything. It still required the batteries. Still required those D-cell batteries, because that's what really makes the proper type of energy that we're using. So I contacted Lee and told him I could turn his idea into a commercial product and produce it for him if he was interested. And he was very interested. And he had several people make him the same type of offers, and they took money from him. And Lee told me that he told me this after I actually built the first prototype. He told me that that some of these people took quite a bit of money. One guy took $3,500, another one took $5,000. They didn't really deliver anything. One guy gave him a cardboard box with some wires hanging out of it and charged him several thousand for that, and it didn't work and fell apart. And I gave him an actual unit that was just about good enough to start taking photographs and actually produce his advertising materials. He had to make he wanted a few cosmetic changes to it and some of the printing and things like that. We screen printed the control panels and all that. And he was very, very happy with it. That's when he told me, and he wanted to know how much I'd charge him for the prototype, because he was getting kind of tired of shelling out the money and getting nothing.
Right.
And at the time, Tim, I was in the process of closing down my manufacturing plant. The NAFTA and GATT treaties destroyed the entire industry I was working in.
Yes.
We manufactured multi-layer printed wiring boards, the green boards that are inside your computers and just everything. All of those types of things we made at my factory. It wasn't a huge operation, but it was very well equipped. for that type of work. And I was going to go another direction. I'm always looking for other opportunities. And when I saw what Lee was doing, I thought, well, this might be something to pursue. And I approached him with that in mind. And I said, look, I'll design this thing and do all of the fixturing, build all the assembly tooling, the manufacturing tooling, the assembly fixtures, everything, at no charge to you. I'll write the software, I'll do everything, and the only thing that you'll have to be concerned with is the unit price. And he was very interested in that. And that's when he told, after he actually got the prototype, that's when he told me that he was very happy with it. And he said it just amazed him how so many people took the money and produced nothing. He said, you didn't want one penny and gave me nearly exactly what I wanted. We made a few little adjustments to it so it met his requirements, and then we started negotiating the unit price, and then it was it took off from there. Lee's initial order after he got the prototype was, I think he purchased 10. And then he started purchasing 40 at a time, and it just went from there. And that's and then we had an injection mold made. That's, and many people have asked, and I've even been contacted, Tim, and about the color of the unit, because I remember one lady contacted me. She wanted to purchase another unit, but she says, I want that original one because I think it works better. And I had to convince her. It was a little bit tough to do, but I had to let her know that it's the same exact unit.
Internally.
And what happened... Yes, that's correct. Software, the electronics, everything was the same, but the case style had to change. And the reason for that is early on, Lee decided that we were using ready-made plastic enclosures, but the expense was way too high. And I was doing everything I could to hammer on the selling price of this instrument and get it down to where it was very affordable by just about everybody. And that was my goal. And then we would make enough to make it worthwhile from the volume. And Lee agreed with that. So we really hammered away at everything we could do to get it down. So we produced an injection mold, and we were doing, we had another company do that, and we split the price of that. I paid for half, and Lee paid for the other half, and then we were able to get the plastic cases made from that mold. Well, what happens with an injection mold, you put the molten plastic in, the liquid plastic, it's very high temperature, it's injected into that mold, and then there's cooling lines in there that cool it down to get the plastic chilled, and then the mold opens, and there's ejector pins in there, push the pieces out, and then it's a pretty interesting process. It's quite expensive to get into. I thought about doing it, but that's just one more thing to worry about, so I didn't. And we had the cases made. Well, that company went out of business. They were in the automotive market, and they, in that last downturn, 2008, they closed their doors. I think the owners were getting older, and they just didn't want to pursue it anymore. But they were making the cases for us there. They were in Ohio, and also that injection mold had... because of the heating and cooling cycles, so many of them, they start getting fractures and fissures and things, and you can't have that because of the high temperatures and the steam and all that that would result. So they had to be constantly TIG welded and repaired and polished back out. It was a mess. And finally, the mold was just had no really no service life left. So we abandoned that mold, and it went in a scrap pile. And then I... In January of 2014, I redesigned the case to what it is today, and it's thermoformed, where we use sheet plastic and then form it over a mold. So that's how we do it now. And then those, I have spare molds on that. I made copies off the original master pattern, and then we can update and change and modify as needed. It works out quite well. Anyway, that's where we're at today. So since January of 14, we went to a black-colored case. And other than that, it's the same product as the original prototype that I designed for the product in March of 2000 was the first one. Actually, it was updated a little bit, Tim, about 2003, if I remember right. And then it's pretty much the same product since then, and with the only exception, of course.
I saw one of those energy cleaners, Tom, that you made in, it was probably 2003 time frame. I'll tell you, I think it was Dan Sutterfield that had one, who I know you know. And it was, to me, what you've got now looks much more sleeker. It takes up less room.
What color? Yeah, what color is the one that Dan has?
Black.
It's black?
It's
a larger case?
Yes.
Well, he's had that quite a while then.
Right. Yeah, I knew it was.
But those are. Yeah, but yeah, that goes back. But you know, I'll tell you, Tim, there's quite a few of those things still out there running, and I can rebuild any of these if they do get battery leakage and damage. I can rebuild any of these units. It's not a big. I have a flat rate that we charge $100 to rebuild one and ship it back out to the customer, and it just takes a few days to do that. We don't get too many calls for that.
Else, even if the case was broke, you could just take the stuff out of one case and put it into a new case, couldn't you?
Yes, I've already had to do that. So it's not
we have
all the stuff here to do it. And now here we're talking about all this, Tim, and people don't even know what we're talking about. Maybe new listeners. But what the energy cleaner is? It's a electrostatic voltage generator that puts out a healing signal that I like to explain it in this way. It's a set of jumper cables for every cell in your body. You see, every cell in your body is like a pump. It's a battery. There's a sodium and a potassium layer in there. And when you have dissimilar metals, and those are metallic elements, they're not heavy metals. They're not copper, zinc, iron, so they're not heavy metals, but they are metallic elements. And then and since our bodies are majority of our body is water, is liquid, that sets up the electrolyte, and it so each cell is like a miniature battery, and there is a voltage potential in each cell. It's very low.
The human body running a constant I believe the number was 200 volts DC all the time anyway.
Well, it's in the cells are down in the millivolt, thousandths of a volt level.
Okay,
I don't remember
what it was.
Yeah, it's very, very low, Tim. And then what happens, though, is because of the toxic environment that we live in, you know, the just the pollution, water pollution, air pollution, just everything, it tends to clog things up. And if your cells start to get toxic, sludged up, and they can't expel these toxins, and they start to die off. They can putrefy, and it's like the old saying, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. Well, that cell can putrefy, and the cells around it begin to get contaminated, and that spreads, and in many cases, that can form a tumor or many other problems. Well, what we do is we give the weak cells a set of jumper cables to get fired up again, and of course, if your cells die off all the time and your body cleans that up, but if they start getting toxic and degenerating that way fast enough, your body can't clean it up, and that's when other problems start to arise. So what we're doing is getting those cells, the weak ones, to start pumping again, and they push the toxins out, start pulling in fresh nutrition, and then they can get working again properly, and your body just cleans up everything else, and you start to heal. If you give your body the right set of conditions, it will heal itself in every case, but not when you're overly toxic like that. And also, your diet is important. We all know that, Tim, because you can't put the fire out if you keep throwing gas on it. So you want to have the right nutrition coming in, and And then the energy cleaner will also help if you're taking any types of medication or supplements or anything like that, even the food that you eat. It will really help your body to very efficiently distribute those materials throughout. So it's it just makes everything that you're doing a little bit more efficient, work a little bit better. And that's really the idea behind the whole concept of what we're doing here with this instrument.
You know me, Tom. I'm not embarrassed to say it. You know, you and John Moore, I believe, quite literally saved my life. I'm, you know, 10 years more life than I would have had. We'll talk more about that after break. 800-313-9443. Back in 3 minutes, folks.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on the John Moore Show on Thursday, the 12th day of July, year of our Lord, 2018. Right now, we're visiting with Mr. Tom Berryhill. We're talking about the energy cleaner. Tom, are you still going to be able to stay on past top of the hour, sir?
Oh, yeah, I will, Tim, and we can talk about more of the energy cleaner or other subjects, whatever you want to cover, we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll come up to some accommodation there. We'll do it good. But anyway, folks, what I was going to say was I really credit the energy cleaner, listen to me. Anyway, the energy cleaner with
you know, adding 10 years to my life. I really sincerely believe that, you know, 8 of those quite productive. You know, I've got health problems from hell because of massive exposure to ionizing radiation. They said it was going to happen, and it did. But I got 10 extra years, at least, of, you know, a fairly comfortable, relatively healthy life. You know, I'm not sitting in an institution, which was what the plan was looking like back in 2008. So I want to personally say thank you, Tom, for your work on this.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Tim. You know, I never met you prior to you using the energy cleaner, so I just know from the descriptions you've given and what John said, what condition you were in physically, and it wasn't the best, and you were able to
regain
your health.
No, it was the worst, actually.
Yeah, and constant pain. I know you had constant pain, Tim, which you can't have much of a life when you just can't focus on anything because of the pain medication, and just putting up with that is just, it can drive people to insanity.
You know, Tom, I knew what the pain medication was doing to me, and it wasn't like the kind of pain where you can just grin and bear it and keep going. It wasn't that kind of pain. It was like you dreaded the next breath because of how bad it was going to hurt.
Yeah, I remember you saying that. I remember you saying more than once that it hurt to breathe. Now, that's some serious pain.
I mean, and it was severe pain, you know. They used to ask me on a scale of 1 to 10, what's your pain? I'd say 15, and I wasn't lying.
Yeah, oh boy. And now you're practically off of the pain meds?
I'm completely off them. Completely.
That's
kinda
great.
I wish I had some last night. Hey, Tom, hang on, buddy. We got our top of the hour break, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back in about 2.5-3 minutes. 800-313-9443, and we'll talk about anything you want to.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.